Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Beef Industry News Time. I'm Ron Hayes. Dr. Glenn Dolezal is joining us today. Meat scientist, just retired from Cargill Protein out of Wichita. He was with Cargill for over two decades, 25 years approximately, 16 years before that down in Stillwater at Oklahoma State University. Got his education down at Texas A&M in the meat science arena. And he was at the recent King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management Symposium talking about these bigger weights on cattle and what that all means for the industry. We're back with Dr. Dolezal talking about that in just a moment. Howdy, neighbors. Hey, good morning, everybody. Beef Industry News Time. I'm Ron Hayes. Dr. Glenn Dolezal is joining us today. Meat scientist, just retired from Cargill Protein out of Wichita. He was with Cargill for over two decades, 25 years approximately, 16 years before that down in Stillwater at Oklahoma State University. Got his education down at Texas A&M in the meat science arena. And he was at the recent King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management Symposium talking about these bigger weights on cattle and what that all means for the industry. We're back with Dr. Dolezal talking about that in just a moment. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Dolezal as we talk about the cattle industry going big in just a moment.
You've got enough to worry about. Cold weather, short days, and cows that need to hold condition through the winter. FlaxLick tubs by SmartLick Supplements deliver omega-3s that support pregnancy and fetal development, so you have more calves on the ground this spring. It's self-fed, weatherproof nutrition that works while you rest easier. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLick.com to find your dealer.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming Thursday, November 20th. They'll be offering 22,413 head starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 7:30 will be Superior Sunrise. You can go to SuperiorLivestock.com for get more information. Check out the sale at SuperiorClickToBid.com on Superior's YouTube channel or on Dish Network Channel 997. Superior Livestock, committed to our buyers and sellers for the last 35 years. Dr. Glenn Dolezal has had an incredible career, 16 years at Oklahoma State University and about 25 years with Cargill based out of Wichita. And he's just retired from Cargill, but speaking earlier this month at the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management Symposium in South Texas, and he talked about this reality of bigger carcasses, much bigger carcasses here in 2025.
Cold carcass weights. If you look at Cattlefax's projections, this is combined steers and heifers. They're climbing fast. And it's been reported by Ty Lawrence and others giving talks that, you know, our industry's been growing by at least 5 pounds of carcass weight per year. In 2025, we're going to blow that out of the water. I talked to my previous employer on Monday. Year on year, steer carcass weights are up 40 pounds. And so we're really putting a lot more pounds on them today than the 5 pound average per year that we've seen previously. But, you know, we needed to do that as an industry. You know, it was forecasted coming out of this drought that we were going to be down 4 to 5% on headcount, yet we're only down 1% or less on volume or product produced. And so what feed yards have done to increase carcass weights, to increase red meat produced, has helped us weather this. But we're in an all-time low right now relative to production. If you look at the four-week rolling average of beef production, the black line for 2025, you can see in the third and fourth quarters, it's really been depressed. Packers are only running 32 hours for the most part, trying to stretch cattle out. And so we need that additional weight to try to satisfy the need out in the industry, both at retail and food service.
Meat scientist Dr. Glenn Dolezal talking about a 40-pound increase in carcass weights this year. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.